KGMI Morning News Extra.
Talking about Whatcom County roads, we got a few looky-loos on listening to this show, Marie Duckworth. And what can we look forward to for road work this summer?
Well, good morning, Mike. Most of our larger road projects will start after the 4th of July, but we do have a few that are going to be coming up soon. We have two starting on May 17th. The first one is on Valley View Road in the Custer area. We're going to replace some bridge decking, and that's going to close Valley View at the bridge site. And then also on May 17th, we're going to start our pre-level project, which is kind of preparing roads for chip seal paving later on in the year. And drivers can expect single lane closures and delays of up to 15 minutes for that between May 17th and June 11th. That's going to be in the Sandy Point Heights area, as well as on Douglas and Olson roads, generally in areas that are west of Ferndale.
What are some of the areas where folks, can expect chip sealing this summer throughout the county?
We're going to have quite a few roads being chip sealed this year, and those are also going to be generally in the area west of Ferndale. But if our crews get ahead of schedule, we might also be able to chip seal a few other roads. The best way to stay up to date on that once we get started is going to be to sign up for emails from us or to check our Facebook and Twitter pages once we get going.
So in terms of the folks that actually help get this work done, it's important to keep them safe. And with how rampant distracted driving is with people staring at their cell phones, we've got to be thinking about that with all these work zones coming into play.
Absolutely. The top three causes of work zone crashes with vehicles is distracted or inattentive drivers, people who are following too close, basically tailgating, and speeders. And all of those things are just so easily avoided. So we ask folks to please slow down. Don't look at your phone in a construction zone. Follow the signs, the detours, the flaggers. All those things are there for the safety of drivers, their cars, and for our workers.
Now, memory tells me that if somebody gets a ticket in a work zone, it's quite a bit heftier than the same ticket would be not in a work zone.
That's right. So those fines can be very significant. And we, you know, the law enforcement does that because we have seen fatal incidents between cars and construction workers that are so easily avoided. So please slow down, not only for the safety of everyone who is involved, but also it's easier on your wallet as well.
Well, Marie, I know folks really appreciate you and the whole team at Whatcom County Public Works does to keep it a nice place to live here, and especially those that are helping keep the roads good. Marie Duckworth is a program specialist communications there. And thanks for stopping by today on KGMI.